All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Summer of Mia. Summer with Mia, rather. And, I did it the right way because, hey, I was right. I did some research last night, and, well, it was actually a week ago, because you won't see this video till next week, but... Anyway, I did some research, and apparently this is called, well, it's an alternative from a game called, I think, My Summer with Mia, or My something like that. But anyway, Mia is your sister, and that's your mother and father, and it is incest, which is why they had to change a lot of stuff out because of Patreon and itch.io, which are getting very strict on incest-related games. Apparently this game is actually pretty decent, at least some gogger said so on the review, because I left a review for it, but he also left a review and said he's played over 200, which I don't believe, but he says that this game is one of the best that stuck out to him, and I don't know if he just has an incest fetish or whatever, but maybe it's a hot sister, maybe it's a hot mother, but I don't know about doing your sister with your father, if that sounds... Sounds really crazy to me. But anyway, it's just a game, and it is fiction, and let's just go ahead and get through it and see if you guys like it. If you do, obviously I'll see by the number of likes and the comments and responses, all that good stuff. But let's go ahead and get started. Morning. 1 minute early, am I dreaming? Damn right, I got on time. Language. And the essay? You walk over to his desk. Here you go, and it's pretty well done, if I may say so. I'll be the judge of that. Saying this, he takes the paper and starts skimming through it. Mm-hmm. Alright, at least you got the summary well done. Mm-hmm. Well, from what I can see, it's probably at least going to be a D. Nice. So I passed the class? Not yet. What? What now? Remember the experiment with the sulfuric acid? You completely failed it. Oh, right. Go redo it over there. If it's half decent, I'll pass you. I have had to do this shit with class. Let me tell you guys a story. I am horrible in math. And I think it was geometry. Yeah, it was geometry. And I failed all the tests. And basically, this is what I did. And it's the only reason I really passed high school. Or got out of high school, you know. Because I was... Oh, it's just a weird situation, man. But anyway, I had played hooky with a few friends and just left campus and went to hang out and almost, man, I met some goth girl that almost nearly killed me years later, but that was kind of my own stupidity too. Anyway, I met up with these people that I'd never known, and then I'd come back to campus, and of course they gave me detention, which is morning detention, for about a week. So what I did is ask if I could take that detention in the geometry room so I could study. And basically me and the geometry teacher, we talked about all this. And he said, yeah, he said, I'll teach you, I'll tutor you in geometry every day until we can get this test. And of course, at the end of it, if you pass the test, I'll have you pass my class. So that's what I did. I took the test every single, or I'd rather, I took the, I tutored with him every single day. And till finally, I went to take the test, which I couldn't tell you any of the answers on now. But I passed the test with 100. I passed it with a full 100, full marks. And that's how I got out. I passed with a D. I had my first D in math after a long time. Because I always had straight Fs in math. I was terrible in any kind of math. Everything else, I was really good, and people would want to copy off my papers. But when it came to math, it was just terrible. Nobody wanted to do anything with me on that. But I passed it, and I graduated high school. So, that's how I did that. Oh boy, this is going to go bad somehow. I can feel it. The ingredients are all on the table. Use the copper sulfate electrochemical method. Sure. Hey, I actually remember that thing, I think. You walk over to the table and start the experiment. Okay, if I remember right, I do this first. I can't believe you haven't messed up yet. Yeah, and then this. That's right, I remember it now. This is the last part. Almost done, I'm a flippin' genius. Now all I gotta do is boil the water and pour it. Wait, that's... The warning was too late. After boiling the water, you were too distracted with gloating. You grabbed the piping hot flask barehanded and spilling its contents all over your hands. Ah! Hot! Quick, put your hand in the alkalitic solution. The what? Shit, it burns! The purple water on your left! Sometime later. Okay, almost done. I just need to bandage up your hands. How screwed am I? Don't worry, it's nothing serious, but you'll have to wear them for a few days. How do I know when to take them off? Pretty much when you can grab things without feeling pain. I can't believe how stupid I was. It's not that bad. Though it could have been a lot worse if the acid was stronger. I guess. On the bright side, at least I actually did make the acid and pass that damn class. Congrats then, but remember, keep the bandages on at all times and change them every morning. Yes, ma'am. Well, this threw a wrench in my plans for this week. Wow, that's crazy. You gotta wear bandages on your hands now? With a pass from classes, thanks to the injury, you head home. As you get to your house, you remember the bus ride. Okay, just because my hands got fucked doesn't kill all my plans. Operation See Mia Naked is still a go. It's just a bigger challenge, haha. With almost a smile on your face, you go inside. Bathroom, huh? There's nothing you can do in the bathroom. Oh, walking into the kitchen, you run into Mia. The fuck happened to your hands? Messed up an experiment in science class. She's acting pretty normal. Maybe she actually doesn't remember last night. Not surprised, to be honest. You always were an idiot. That's what you get for being a perv. Look at what she's wearing. How am I not supposed to want to see her naked? Hey, you wouldn't happen to remember what happened last night? No, I was a little drunk, so it's foggy. Why? What happened? Of course I remember, you little asshole. Oh, nothing really. I heard some things falling in your room, so... Just wanted to make sure everything's okay, master of making excuses on the spot. Oh, it was nothing. Forget it. Haha, nice try, asshole. If I really didn't remember most of it, I probably would have believed it, though. So how long do those bandages can come off? I'm gonna get back at him for sure. Just gotta think of a way. Just a couple of days until it stops hurting. It totally killed my plan of fapping while looking at those photos. Oh, it's not that bad then. By the way, there's some food left in the fridge if you're hungry. I'll be in the living room. Saying this, Mia walks away. Okay, not really hungry right now. Seeing her naked is all I can think of. There's gotta be a way. Think, Grim, think! Of course, the same way I almost saw her the first time, the shower. Knowing Mia almost always uses the upstairs bathroom, you decide to head there first. That's Mia. There is no upstairs bathroom. I'm just in Mia's room now. Now I'm in my room. Now I'm in their room. Whoops. Playing that game again? I gotta stop myself from staring at her boobs whenever we talk. I can't pass this damn level. No idea what to do. Give me a try. You sure? Won't your hands hurt? We'll see. It's a good test to check, I guess. You take the controller. Naturally, you're barely holding it. Shit, I didn't expect this would hurt. Just from holding a controller? Fucking burns are a bitch. I'll show you just what to do then. Just go over there and kill this guy. Lastly, jump over to that ledge and escape the building. After explaining, you return the joystick back to Mia. Do your hands really hurt that much? To be honest, I'm feeling a little sorry for him. Even though he's an annoying asshole. Kinda. It's okay. I told you all you gotta do. Don't fuck it up. Ha ha. Ha ha. Fuck off. This should keep her occupied for a little. Off to the bathroom. There is no upstairs bathroom. Oh, I'm in the bathroom. I already talked to her. I'm in the bathroom. There is no upstairs bathroom. All right, now. Uh-oh. Something broken in the game? Say. Off to the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom. I'll be in the living room. Okay. Shower. Always uses the upstairs bathroom. Where is it? Oh, wow. I would have never found that. You get to the bathroom and start looking around. I don't think. Yeah, there's no good place to check her out while she's undressing. Maybe the downstairs bathroom? You leave the bathroom. Again, you check around the bathroom. Damn, can't find anything. What am I gonna... maybe. You run out of the bathroom and into your father's room. Okay, if I move the chair here, you get up on the chair and start pulling off the wall vent. Shit, it hurts, so I'd have to burn my hands now of all times. Somehow you manage to pull the vent off. After confirming you can see into the bathroom, well, the bathroom and the vent's off, you pull it back for now. Fuck yeah, it's gonna work. After getting off the chair, you realize something. Hold on, she only uses the downstairs bathroom if one upstairs is taken. Can I somehow make her use this one? You go back to the upstairs bathroom. You search around the bathroom a little, trying to figure out a way to stop Mia from using it. After a little while, hey, this might actually work. You go over to the valve used for water control and shut it off. She shouldn't be smart enough to figure out I was the one who shut off the water, right? I hope so. Don't want to die yet. Sometime later, Mia is playing a game while you watch and patiently wait. I just realized your boyfriend and the protagonist have the same name. Coincidence? I think not. Ha ha. Shut up, I'm focusing. Shit, die already. 10 minutes later. You blind? Just jump on that ledge, isn't it obvious? How is she this bad at video games? Leave me alone, I saw it, I'm just checking other shit. Really? Shut up. An hour later. Can I play now? No, you play all the time. How are you even gonna play? Your hands are messed up. I don't know, but I doubt I'll be this bad. Just go and take that shower already. Fuck off, I'm not that bad. Another long hour later. Ugh, I've had enough of this crappy game. Yeah, it's the game's fault. Here, you can play now. I'm going for a shower. Okay, finally. After a little stretch, she goes upstairs. Hope this works. I worked too hard on this plan for it to fail. A couple of minutes later. Were you in the upstairs bathroom today? Not since I got back from school. Why? Okay, she didn't figure it out. The water's off. It was working fine when I used it. Weird. You think we should tell mother and father? No. It's probably a temporary thing. We'll call them tomorrow if nothing changes. Okay. Guess I'll use the downstairs bathroom then. Hope at least that one works. Just as she starts leaving. Don't you dare burst in like yesterday. I'm gonna kill the little perv if he does. Of course I wouldn't think of it. Of course not. As soon as you hear the bathroom door close, it's go time. Quickly, you go into your father's room, moving the chair and pulling off the wall vent. Yes, she's just getting started, and still shocked the plan worked. She's taking off her shorts. The thong again, who knew she's that in the slutty panties? Almost instantly, seeing her ass made you rock hard. I'm getting a boner this hard from looking at my sister's ass? Wow. Guess I actually do look at her more than just my sister. Your moment of doubt was suddenly interrupted. The top's going off. As she was pulling her top off, you were pulling your pants down. I can't take this anymore. My dick actually hurts from how hard it is. Grabbing your cock, you start slowly stroking. Ugh, fuck, it hurts. Teeth clenched and determination in your eyes, you keep stroking. Come on, get in, show me some more. Completely enthralled, you started stroking faster. Oh my god, too fast. The chair slips from your constant movement. You tumble onto the ground. What the hell is that? It came from Father's room, I think. Shocked, Mia runs towards the sound she heard. What happened? His dick is out. Completely startled, you jump up and pull up your pants. I can explain. Explain what? I found a video on Father's PC. And I'm 20. Can we please forget it? I'm really embarrassed to talk about this. There's no way she's dropping this. I'm fucked. Okay, the computer is off. Why would he lie about something like that? What else could have caused such a huge boner? Why am I looking at it? Embarrassed, Mia looks away. But as chance would have it, away was exactly towards the wall vent you pulled off the wall. What the? Why is there a piece of the vent missing? It's the vent from the bathroom. Oh no, was he doing it while... Fucking pervert. You won't tell father? I think she bought the excuse. I won't, but get out of this room before you break something. Did he really think I'd buy this? With an annoyed look on her face, Mia heads back to the bathroom. So, he was that while watching me? How did he even do it with fucked up hands? Was he that into it? I'm his sister. Shouldn't that bother him? Pervert. I'll get back at him. Maybe I could use the exact same thing against him, yeah. Since it seems like he can't masturbate, I'll just turn him on like mad and watch him boil. Ha ha ha. Is it a really good idea? He's still my brother. I'm just teasing, not like I'm gonna, like, touch him or anything. Yeah, I'm only gonna do it because he deserves it. Meanwhile, you were just leaving your father's room. Ha, genius, I came up with that shit show of a story in seconds, and she bought it. Excuse maker master. Although I still can't get rid of the image of her just a thong, or this boner. She really take my mind off her somehow, or my cock's gonna explode. mind-numbing TV shows, maybe? Yeah, that should do it. Just gotta make sure to avoid situations like these until my hands heal up. You go to the living room and turn on some random movie to distract yourself. An hour or so later, the movie ended. The movie was actually not horrible. Go figure. At least I got my boner down, haha. Naturally, as soon as the movie ended, your thoughts went back to Mia. I haven't seen her for a while now. Oh shit, I just realized something. She saw my cock for the first time. Didn't say anything about it, though. Plus, she just went straight upstairs after showering. Is she mad about what happened? As if to answer your question, Mia walks downstairs, wearing quite skimpy clothes considering what happened earlier. Suddenly, she starts stretching. What are you doing? Those are too revealing. That's exactly the thing I should avoid right now. Gonna do some yoga. Why, you mind? I spent over an hour picking the best outfit and getting ready for this. Not really, but why here? Thought I'd watch some TV too, while you get to watch me. Only watch though. Time to drive him completely insane, ha ha ha. Aren't those clothes a weird choice for yoga? Since when is she in the yoga anyway? To be honest, it's a bit weird doing this in front of him. That skirt is so short, it looks like her ass is gonna pop out if she bends an inch further. Although I would be lying if I said I didn't love the view. Naturally. Shit, I already got hard. I hope he's suffering. Isn't it that she aware I can see her ass? Damn, these jeans are too tight. It fucking hurts. Can't tell if she's suffering or enjoying this. Maybe I should stop. My dick's gonna break if this keeps up. I'll have blue balls for a week. So what did you think of the show? The what? Her panties are showing like I wasn't hard enough. The show that was on TV just now. Ha ha ha. I knew it. He didn't watch TV for a second. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, sure. Who in their right mind would watch TV over this? You did, huh? Perverted little asshole. Oh, my back hurts. Time for a stretch. Of course, watch the whole thing. What else would I be watching? I forgot the TV was even on, to be honest. What did you think of the plot twist? I mean, what was the best part? I had my doubts. But looking at his face right now, he's definitely suffering. Ha ha ha. The button on her shirt popped off. Without saying a word, you just stared at her nipple with your mouth wide open. What? Did I overdo it? He looks frozen. No response, just a shocked stare. What is it? Is he staring at... She looks in the direction of your stare. Just like you, she was frozen for a second. You dick! You could have said something instead of just staring at my fucking tits. Fuck, I wanted to tease him, not show him that much. This is too far. I'm so stupid. What was I thinking? Embarrassed, she runs upstairs. You, on the other hand, still just sat there, shocked. Yep, blue balls for a week. There's nothing in this world that could remove that image from my head anymore. And what was this all about in the first place? There's no way she wasn't aware I could see everything. Was she teasing me on purpose? This is so damn weird, but one thing is for sure, this is not over yet. A little while later, you head upstairs too. Struggling to fall asleep and unable to get rid of your boner, you went on a pissed off rant in your head until exhaustion finally let you sleep. Next morning. Finally, summer holidays have started, but something quirky distracts you. Seriously? How? Did seeing Mia's tits really affect me that much? Oh wait, morning wood, right? Guess I'll go take a piss and change the bandages while I'm at it. You head for the bathroom. Ouch, still hurts like a motherfucker. Soon after, you manage to rebandage your hands. I wonder if Mia's still asleep. Guess I'll go check. After going back to your room and getting dressed, you go to Mia's room. She's almost naked. She's probably hot last night, so she removed the sheets. Gotta admit, she really has an amazing ass. I wonder how it'd feel to slide my cock between. What's wrong with me? I keep going off the rails each time I see her lately. I can't help thinking about how she'd scream my name while I pounded that perfectly tight ass. Ugh. Vaporized. The only thing you could describe your movement as soon as she yawned. That was close. Thought I heard something. Think she didn't see me. Gotta get my mind off her somehow. Food, yeah. I didn't eat anything for too fucking long. I'm starving. Standing in front of the fridge, you're presented with a few choices. Cereal, eggs, or pizza. I don't think I'm capable of making an omelet or something with fucked up hands. Guess the cereal would make most sense. You make yourself a bowl of cereal and head for the table. Suddenly, Mia walks in. I thought he was sleeping. She goes over to the coffee machine. She's not walking around half naked anymore. Not sure if that's good or bad. She's probably still angry because I didn't tell her about the nip slip last night. That's an old coffee maker. It feels so awkward when I'm alone with him. I gotta get him out of the house. Having made her coffee, Mia sits at a table across you. Awkward silence. A few more minutes of silence later. Pass me the milk. I don't want to be alone with him. Here you go. Okay, she broke the ice. Thanks. What would be the best way to get him out of the house? No problem. Looks like she's in a bad mood. She pours the milk into her coffee and gives it back to you. I got it. We could have a small party. That way I won't have to be alone with him tonight. Plus, I can get him out now to get stuff for the party. Hey, listen. Since mother and father aren't home, we could throw a small party. I know they said no parties, but if you keep your mouth shut, it'll be okay. Seems like she isn't that angry after all. What do you say? It's Saturday night and mother and father did say to stay home. I don't know. You sure it's a good idea? Of course. So, ready to give in? Sure. Fuck it. Maybe I can get another chance if she gets drunk again. Great. Go buy some booze then. I'll, like, get the house in order and stuff. Oh, I'll invite people too. You do realize how old I am, right? Yeah, why? How am I supposed to buy alcohol? I'm 20. You're a smart boy. You'll figure something out and hopefully waste a lot of time on it so I get the house ready. So I can get the house for myself. I guess. Boy, huh? We'll see if you'll still be thinking that. Sure you can. Just get out of the fucking house already. I should get going then. This probably won't be easy. Leaving the kitchen, you head out. Just before exiting, you stop to think. There's just one problem. To accomplish what I want, getting her drunk won't be enough. There has to be a way to improve this plan. She's just gonna have breakfast, meaning she won't be in her room for a while. Maybe I can get a clue there. You run up to Mia's room, making sure she doesn't see you. There's gotta be something. Just lots of books. I doubt she reads any of these. Bottom drawer is locked. There's gotta be something in there that's important to her. But where's the key? Just her clothes. I better not touch anything. She notices I'm dead. It's password protected. Maybe she wrote it down somewhere. That's her tablet. It has Touch ID, so there's no way I'm getting through it. Nothing there. Oh, you moved some books around. Okay. Key falls on the floor. Knew it. This had got to be for the drawer in her desk. You try the key and the drawer opens. And find some notes written on a piece of paper. She's got 3 notes written down. Eyeliner, tampon, shampoo, face mask. The first note is a shopping list, without a doubt. But the other two had notes, and the other two notes had something that looked like a password written on them. So, oh wow. 10220455503300 and Mia 5252. One of these has got to be a password for something. Maybe the laptop. Gotta be one of these. Try the password. The laptop sounds off and a Welcome Mia screen appears. Of course, the first thing you do is open her Chrome history. I just hope she's not smart enough to use incognito. Nothing. Again, nothing. Makeup tutorials, okay. Cute animals, more nothing. Oh, maybe I can find something in her messages. Logged out. Maybe it's the same password. It wasn't. Shit, she uses a different one for this. Also, I probably don't have much time left. She can come back any moment now. Her history. There's got to be something there. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Oh, this looks promising. You find a link to some porn site. Tied up, blindfolded, and fucked hard. Tied up, blindfolded? Is she in the BDSM? I can definitely use this. No time now. Gotta get the booze somehow. I'll think of something on the way. You head to town, and soon you're at the store. Hi. Oh, man. Okay, so we're going to buy some booze, and I think this is a good place to leave off. Now that I've got all the names switched back to what they're supposed to be, my summer with Mia is going to be the hot sister fantasy that you've always wanted, I guess. I don't know. Trying to drug up your sister and do and BDSM shit isn't something I would recommend. So, yeah, just gonna say that real clear. And at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with my summer with Mia.